E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Thomila Falcha Rothensha. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Two very tall electricity poles, standing next to each other, maybe about 3 meters apart, and joined at the top by an iron girder, that had extended down from it 3 supports for the electrical cables. I wondered, do they have any memories of being trees? Do they feel this new kind of restriction? In former times, they had branches and foliage, and would sway freely and gracefully in the wind. Birds would come and alight in their branches to rest, to sing, and to build their nests in. Oh, but now. In a vision of the day, saw myself sitting in a pagoda in faraway Cathay, with 2 white cranes standing nearby. And I was reflecting on lives previous of mine gone by. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading some more from Prince Hamlet, On the Nature of Things, and the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. A reading from Prince Hamlet. A mote it is to trouble the mind's eye. In the most high and palmy state of Rome, a little ere the mightiest Julius fell, the graves stood tenorless, and the sheeted dead did squeak and gibber in the Roman streets, as stars with trains of fire and dews of blood, disasters in the sun. And the moist star upon whose influence Neptune's empire stands was sick almost a doomsday with eclipse. And even the like precursor fierce events, as harbingers preceding still the fates, and prologue to the omen coming on, have heaven and earth together demonstrated unto our clematures and countrymen. Oh, but soft! Behold, lo, where it comes again! I'll cross it, though it blast me. Stay, illusion! If thou hast any sound or use of voice, speak to me. If there be any good thing to be done, that may to thee do ease and grace to me, speak to me. If thou art privy to thy country's fate, which happily foreknowing may avoid or speak, or if thou hast abhorred in thy life exalted treasure in the womb of earth, for which, they say, you spirits oft walk in death, speak of it, stay and speak. Stop it, Marcellus. Shall I strike it with my partisan? Do if it will not stand. 'Tis here, 'tis here, 'tis gone. Or we do it wrong, being so majestical, to offer it the show of violence, for it is, as the air, invulnerable, and our vain blows malicious mockery. It was about to speak when the cock crew, and then it started like a guilty thing upon a fearful summons. I have heard the cock that is the trumpet to the morn, that with his lofty and shrill-sounding throat awake the god of day, and at his warning, whether in sea or fire, in earth or air, the extravagant and erring spirit hies to his confine, and of the truth herein this present object made probation. It faded on the crowing of the cock. Some say that ere against that season comes wherein our Saviour's birth is celebrated, the bird of dawning singeth all night long, and then, they say, no spirit dare stir abroad. The nights are wholesome, then no planets strike, no fairy takes, nor witch had power to charm, so hallowed and so gracious is the time. So have I heard, and do in part believe it. But look, the morn, in russet mantle clad, walks o'er the dew of yon high eastward hill. Break we our watch up, and by my advice, let us impart what we have seen tonight unto young Hamlet. For upon my life, this spirit dumb to us will speak to him. Do you consent we shall acquaint him with it, as needful in our loves, fitting our duty? Let's do it, I pray. And I this morning know where we shall find him most conveniently. A reading in continuity from the 1st century BC poem On the Nature of Things by the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. But now again to weave the tale begun. All nature then, as self-sustained, consists of twain of things, of bodies and a void in which they are set, and where they are moved around. For common instinct of our race declares that body of itself exists, unless this primal faith, deep-founded, fail us not, nor will there be whereunto to appeal on things occult when seeking aught to prove by reasonings of mind. Again, without that place and room, which we do call the inane, nowhere could bodies then be set, nor go hither or thither at all, as shown before. Besides, there's naught of which thou canst declare it lives disjointed from body, shut from void, a kind of third in nature. For whatever exists must be a somewhat and the same, if tangible, however fight and slight, will yet increase the counter body's sum, with its own augmentation, big or small. But if intangible and powerless ever to keep a thing from passing through itself on any side, 'twill be naught else but that which we do call the empty, the inane. Again, whatever exists is of itself, must either act or suffer action on it, or else be that wherein things move and be. Naught, saving body, acts, is acted on. Naught but the inane can furnish room. And thus beside the inane and bodies is no third nature amid the number of all things, remained or none to fall at any time unto our senses, nor be seized and seen by any men through reasonings of mind. Name or creation, with what names thou wilt, thou shalt find but properties of those first twain, or see but accidents those twain produce. An interpretation after my own fashioning of some lines from the true classic of Southern Taoist fragrance. An Orthree-star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Humaculate of Era, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn?" With strolling along majestic sea cliffs in the clear Landry, I thought to myself, if there are not the opinions of another, I would not be able to have mine. If I had not my opinions, the opinions of another would not be needed. These words now of mine made a certain amount of sense to me, and they came quite near to being true. Howsoever, I was not sure how if I knew what made them to be so. It might seem as if my brain was initiating and controlling this, but I could find no trace, no evidence that it was the brain that was for sure talking and controlling. Perhaps it was one of the other five senses which was controlling this. And who was it who was doing the present talking? Eyes said it's the nose. Nose said it's the eyes. Ears said it's the tongue. Tongue said it's the ears. Skin said it's the mind. And the mind said it's the skin. All six of them said it was each other, and none from among them was claiming to be doing it. Without a doubt, I had thought that it was one of the six senses that was doing it, in that either it was the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the skin, or the brain. Now I know for sure there to be someone else who was doing the talking, as is now too, who was, as it were, was exterior to my six senses, yet within me to be found. someone without substance to be seen, to be heard, to be scented, to be tasted, to be felt, or to be thought. I will tentatively for the day call it in a plain way, the heart with a capital H. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay, way back in days of long, long, long gone by. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, you will to your great delight come to realize there to be worlds akin to those without you, within you, myriads of lands, rivers, seas, and skies, with moons, planets, suns, and galaxies innumerable. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings, and spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. A transcript of today's broadcast will be forthcoming. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Sláinte agus beannacht leat.